From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and nominated the Director of Central Intelligence, Mike Pompeo, as his replacement. Mr. Trump spoke with reporters as he prepared to board Air Force One, insisting this was not a sudden decision.
Rex and I have been talking about this for a long time. We got along actually quite well, but we disagreed on things. When you look at the Iran deal, I think it's terrible. I guess it was okay. I wanted to either break it or do something, and he felt a little bit differently. So we were not really thinking the same.
As for Pompeo,
I've worked with Mike Pompeo now for quite some time. Tremendous energy, tremendous intellect. We're always on the same wavelength.
Tillerson later addressed an audience at the State Department.
What is most important is to ensure an orderly and smooth transition during a time that the country continues to face significant policy and national security challenges.
The secretary will exit his duties at the end of the month. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump selected Deputy CIA Director Gina Haspel to replace Pompeo. Both require Senate confirmation. Sierra Leoneans are headed for a presidential runoff later this month after neither of the two frontrunners secured an outright majority in the first round. Mohamed Konta is the Electoral Commission chairman.
Since none of the candidates of the parties for the presidential election received 55% of the valid votes cast, there will be a second election runoff.
Opposition leader Julius Matabeo led the field of 16 candidates with just over 43%. He'll challenge the ruling party candidate Samora Camara, who took just under 43%. The runoff scheduled March 27th. This is VOA News. In Syria's besieged and devastated rebel-held eastern Ghouta region, dozens were medically evacuated Tuesday under the auspices of the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, the first to be allowed to leave since a Russian-backed government offensive to break the rebel grip. This resident of Douma said the rebels don't let anyone leave. They close the door and don't allow anyone to depart. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 150 were allowed to leave Tuesday, even as airstrikes and shelling of the region continued. More than 1,100 have died since the offensive began February 18th. In Geneva, UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights Kate Gilmore said tens of thousands of children are trapped in eastern Ghouta.
How much longer will the international community have such high tolerance for their intolerable suffering?
The UN said more than 900 Syrian children were killed in violence last year. President Trump was among world leaders pointing to the British-held conclusion that Russia was somehow involved in the poisoning of a former Russian double agent in southern England earlier this month.
It sounds to me like they believe it was Russia. Yeah, as soon as we get the facts straight, if we agree with them, we will condemn Russia or whoever it may be.
Mr. Trump spoke by phone with British Prime Minister Theresa May about the attack on Sergei Skripal and his daughter Julia. The White House said it backed the British demand that Russia provide unambiguous answers about how the military-grade nerve agent ended up being used in the UK. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov insisted Moscow was not to blame and would only cooperate with a British investigation if it gets samples of the nerve agent that is believed to have been used. The Israeli government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday appeared to settle a dispute that could have resulted in the coalition breaking apart and snap elections. At issue was a bill to extend a long-standing exemption from military service for ultra-Orthodox Jewish seminary students. His coalition was split on the matter. The UN Tuesday said it received nearly 140 allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse last year, and nearly half implicated peacekeeping missions. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that's a drop from the 104 charges that involved peacekeepers in 2016. The sharp drop is attributed in part to a decline in allegations involving the MINUSCA mission in Central African Republic. Burundi's ruling party reaffirmed its loyalty Tuesday to President Pierre Nkurunziza, describing him as a visionary. The country is expected to hold a referendum in May whether to amend the constitution to extend presidential terms from 5 to 7 years. The firing of Secretary Tillerson, possibly new sanctions targeting China, are blamed for the fall in U.S. stocks Tuesday. The benchmark Dow Jones fell more than 170 points to close at 25,007. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.